Yom Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the Gezeirah Din. He writes it on Yom Kippur and he makes the Chesima on Yom Kippur. So he makes up by then, it's Nigzar, how much money you're going to make this year. You're going to make 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, it's up gemacht. You're going to make this amount of money. You can't make more than that, you're not going to make a penny less. Chutz, excluding Mehoitsoi, Shabosos, Vyotsois, Yom Tovim, Vyotsois, B'nei L'Talmud Torah. Excluding these expenses. The money you spend for Shabbos, for Oynik Shabbos, the money you spend for Simchas Yom Tov, or the money you spend that your kid should learn Torah, that you get paid back, like the Gemara before said. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Pani, you'll borrow money and I'll pay you back. In other words, it's not on your cheshbon. You're up kamach to make $30,000 this year. That's excluding the money you're spending for Shabbos. If you're chochem and spend a lot of money for Shabbos, so the Ebrish is going to give you another $20,000, $10,000, what you need for Shabbos. If you don't spend the money on Shabbos, you're not going to get the extra money. That's what Gemara says. Shem pochos personally. If you're going to be stingy on Shabbos and not spend the money, you won't get it back. Hashem won't give you any extra money. The imhoisif, for lo yitzu, you take a kodesh baruchu's eitzim, and you borrow money from people and you use the money to cover Shabbos, so you're spending the money to cover Shabbos, you should know, moisifim loy. A kodesh baruchu will give you extra money. You'll get the extra money. You're supposed to make 20, now you make 25,000. Because you need the extra 5,000 for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, and for Yitzoyah's bundle of Talmud Torah. Rashi, Kol mazinoyes ha-shel odem. Kol ma she'osin l'shtake b'shona she'ye nizor mishom kotzav loy kach v'kach yishtake b'shona zu. Exactly how much money you're going to make this year, Hashem makes up on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'yesh to li melech nafkamino, v'yesh to li zor malasas yitzim ruba. Throughout the year, make sure not to stop waste money. Don't just throw away money. Shlo yisifu loy tchalam zoy nasiv alamasha poskuloy. Because this year you're going to get 30,000, that's it. So if you're going to take your first 10,000 and throw it away, the rest of the year you're only going to get another $20,000. You're going to be broke before you know it. Therefore, be very careful and don't stop wasting your money. This is it. That's what you're going to have for this year. Chutz meretzoya shabosis. Oysa loy poskuloy. That Hashem did not make up how much you're going to get on Rosh Hashanah. No, Basloy Mashi Stakul Tzorcha Mehechen Tvatua Elofi Mashi Rogo Mamsiloy Lishor Liachashur. How much you spend on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, that's how much Hashem will give you. Poichsin Loy Kloima Mamsin Loy Tzchamuit. If you only spend a little money, you'll only get a little money for it. Slamish, there's a very serious Gemara here. So they once said over, I think the Yisra of Aaron to tell, that used to say a Bazoi that a person for Shabbos can Mamish go to the hotel every Shabbos. You should leave your house, go to the hotel every Shabbos, go to the biggest hotel in the world, and spend $1,000 one day, Hashem pays it back. So he wanted to say there's a gedorah to how much you could spend. The Gemara just means you shouldn't be stingy. Now, on your madrega, how much you usually spend. You go to the store, some more you buy something for a dollar. The covered Shabbos, spend $1.50, spend $2. In other words, don't be stingy. If you have a doubt to buy that or buy that, the covered Shabbos, go and buy it already. Buy the nicer, buy something better. But to go out of your gvul, mamas jump into different gvul, maybe that you don't have a right to. Who are then for Shab for Yom Tov it's brought down? All right, turn over. Who are then for Yom Tov also? Simchas Yom Tov. And then once asked Yaakov Kamenetsky, what about if you want to buy clothing, you want to buy your wife a dress for Yom Tov? Does that also go into its first Yom Tov? You want to say, yeah. So because you'll be a smart person, then you let her buy a whole wardrobe on Yom Tov. Let her buy 5 dresses to cover Yom Tov, and she uses it for the rest of the year. And whatever she spends the covered Yom Tov, that's not on your cheshbon. That's not Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. He gives you extra money for the money you spend on Yom Tov. And right, this should be the biggest, appeal for a yeshiva. Yeshiva should say this Gemara to everybody, all the people that are playing, they don't have money to pay tuition. But Gemara says here, look, with the money you're paying for tuition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays you back. Shreya Meister, why we don't pay tuition? Man, you say maybe it's all the tuition that aren't for Talmud Torah, maybe you're paying for English also, if English maybe Hashem doesn't pay you for. Maybe for English department. So maybe you only have to pay halfway, that's why you get a break. Only for the Talmud Torah, it says here. For English, or they pay you for lunch, or they pay you time to beat up the kids, time to kids not they don't pay, that's not paid for. If you only pay for Malamed, when you pay for Malamed, that's not on your cheshbon, that comes from Hashem. Right. Omer Bavua, my crow, where's the pasuk for this Yisoid? The pasuk says, Tiko ba chodesh shoifer, blow the shoifer, ba kessel yoim chagenu. Is a zeo chag on which Yom Tov, she ha chodesh mitzchasa boy, that the levon of the moon is still covered up. In other words, it's the first day of the Chodesh. that you don't see the moon so well yet. Rashi says, Vayitzi Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that you don't see the Levona the first day. Rashi says, Shachurish Mitzchasabai, Shalavona Mitzchasabai, the Levona is covered up. Shaina Nirus Lecholov, not everybody can see the moon. El Shachris, only in the morning, Liyeshve Mizrach, people sitting on, living on the east. The Arvas, and at night, Liyeshve Marv. Could you have a Rosh Hashanah? Esrim the Arba Shoyish Mitzchasasira. The 24 hours that the moon is covered up at the beginning of the Chodesh. Or Mr. Shem will see the next Masechta Rosh Hashanah. But I call upon him which Yom Tov comes out on the first day of Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, that's Rosh Hashanah. Have Yom is there Rosh Hashanah. Uchsev, it says about this Pasuk, Yichaitli Yisrael Hu, Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. Yichaitli Yisrael means there'll be panasa, there'll be food teeth for Klai Yisrael. But the more my mashma the high chayk lishin the mizainu. How do we know from this pasuk talking about the chayk? It's talking about the mizainus. In other words, the mizainus of a person is eskapaskin on Rosh Hashanah. The chesiv the pasuk says we achlo es chukam ashenosel hem paro. They ate the chukam is they ate the mizainus the food the paro gave them. The lashon of chayk goes on mizainus. The also the chayk the yisraelu means on Rosh Hashanah. That's the chayk. That's the time that a kodesh baruch Hu makes up the exact amount of money that you're going to make throughout the whole year. Mazutra says from here, Hatrifeni lechem chuki. That lechem chuki means lechem, if it goes on lechem food, chuki. So chuki means food. So also, the post before, Kichok Yisrael Hu, means on Rosh Hashanah, the big zvadin of how much money Panos left throughout the whole year. Tanya Omru Olav al Shammai Hazokin. It was said about Shammai Hazokin that Kol Yomov, all the days of his life, every day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever he ate, he ate Lechavit Shabbos. How do you do this? If he found a nice Bema on Sunday, I'm leaving this over for Shabbos. Then Monday, on Monday he found a nice animal, he left over the second one, he ate the first one. So that was his madrega, that every day he ate Lechavit Shabbos. But he used to leave over things Lechavit Shabbos. The reason why he ate the first animal on Sunday, in order that the better animal should be left over for Shabbos. It comes out what he ate on Sunday was the Kavod Shabbos. In other words, by eating the less nicer one on Sunday, you're able to leave over the nicer one for Shabbos. That's called the whole week eating the Kavod Shabbos. That's by Shammai Halacha. Abul Hilla Zokin Midach Eres Oysa. He had a different midah, a much harder madrega to keep. His hillel's madrega that called ma'isav l'shem shemayim. Everything he did the whole week was done l'shem shemayim. So trash l'shem shemayim boy teyach he had bitochin shet his daman loy no l'shabbos. Even though he got a nice portion on Sunday, he didn't do like b'shamay to leave it for Shabbos. But right away he had bitochin l'Hashem to feel that if Hashem gave me such a nice portion on Sunday, most probably for sure, by Friday I'll have even a better portion. So you see it right now. That's what everything he did was Hashem Shemayim. For my sin is a much bigger madrega. Then the Esther of Akasha, Rashi and Chumash, on this postek brings down the drosha of Beis Shammai and not the drosha of Beis Hillel. So the Kashmir Farshim Esther is that we know usually pass like Beis Hillel. So Akam Rashi and Chumash brings down the drosha of Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel. But some of us who want to learn the pshat is that Shammai's madrega is an easy madrega to do. That's what a normal person could do. You could, whatever you see nice, say, I'm leaving it for Shabbos. That's what you could do. But Beis Hillel's madrega here is too hard for us to do, for a normal person. That's why Rashi didn't want to bring that pshat in Chumash. Because to do Beis Hillel's madrega is, you eat mamash on Sunday. But mamash, you have bitochen shleimah, you know, that for sure, I have bitochen Hashem, I'll get this food tomorrow. That's such big bitochen, it's a very big madrega. That was Hillel's madregum that he taka ate every day of the Kavod Shabbos with the fact that he had bitochen. He was betuach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if I got this today, for sure I'll get something better for Kavod Shabbos. Shenem Pasuk says, Boruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Yeah. So every single day used to bless Hashem means he had bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trash Yoim Yoim Yamas Lonu Esrochenu Betosenu. Like every single day, for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what we need. Tanya Nam Yochi, we don't know this also. Ve'Shama Yermin. At the first day, Sunday, keep it for Shabbos. Now, if you find something good on Shabbos, on Sunday, leave it for Shabbos. Every day, have a talk on Hashem. You got something nice today, gesundheit, use it today. For Shabbos, for sure Hashem will give me something better for Shabbos. if somebody gives a present to his friend, is ein tzarech l'diyoy. You don't have to tell the person that you gave it to him. So Drashi ein tzarech l'diyoy, loymar shlo yezeh yoshev etoyim eichen boi lov dovezeh. Because one swear would be is you have to tell him you gave him the present. Because if you give somebody a present, you don't tell him who gave it to him, he's going to start to wonder, who gave it to me? So maybe you have to tell him. He's telling him, no, you don't have to tell the person. Shenema the Pasuk says, Moshe lo yoda ki koron or ponov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu matana, that mamash a keren or a shining was coming out of him, the Shechina was shining out from him, and Moshe didn't know about it. Shrashi Moshe lo yoda, alma noslan HaKadosh Baruch Hu keren or ponov, v'lo hediyah, he didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu about it. So you see, you're allowed to give somebody a present even though he doesn't know about it. Meitzvah Yavakasha. The Pasuk says, lo da'at, you should know, ki ani Hashem mekadishim. Say, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's mekadish you. And this is going to Pasuk on Shabbos. And the Pasuk says, Eshab Soyse Tishmoiru. And then you should know about it. Reitzani Rashi says, Reitzani Shatidiyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us, let us know, Ma Matana Chashubani Mavakash Lidlit Lehem. What kind of great present I want to give you. In other words, Omole HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Moshe, Ma Atone Toivu Yeshu Beis Genozi. I have a tremendous good present in my treasure house. The Shabbos Shemot. The name of this present is called Shabbos. Vani mevakesh litul Yisrael. I want to give this special present I have to Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is only for kiyosi beni benechem. It's only nice between us and a kodesh baruch hu. There's a present Hashem gave us. Leich v'diyo isom. Go and tell Klal Yisrael about this present. And mikanam of Shimon Gamliel. From here, from this maimer, it's mashmo that you have to tell the person if you give him a present. That hanois ein pas latinik. If somebody gives a kid a piece of bread. You have to tell his mother that you gave it to him. Says Mashmi Fakhed, if you give a present, you have to notify them that you did it. And Rashi says, the thing to tell the person is that you make people love you. You'll make Ava V'yach from Klal Yisrael. If I give you a present and I notify you, so you know now that I like you, I love you, we'll act nice, and you'll act nice back to me, so you make Ava V'yach from Klal Yisrael. So there is an inyan to tell somebody when you give them a present. So what's true on the first Gemara that we said you don't have to tell? Like Hashem did not tell Moshe that he's giving him this present of Koran or Ponov. So Marin says, Poshit, Loikash Shehobe Ma'atona De'avid L'Gluyeh. One is a present that eventually you'll find out about it. Like here by Moshe Rabbeinu. Eventually he's for sure going to find out that he has the Shekhinah shining out of him. So he's going to find out about it, so Hashem didn't have to tell him right now. Eventually, for sure, he'll find out about it. But a present that you won't find out about it, then you have to tell the person. Like Rashi says, in order to make Abba V'yachva. Fred Gemara, Shabbos Nami, Ma'atonim David L'Gluyei. What do you mean? Shabbos will be found out about it. When Klal Yisrael is going to have the mitzvah to keep Shabbos, they're going to know that, of course, Rehul gave him a new mitzvah Shabbos. So how come before Hashem gave the mitzvah Shabbos, Hashem had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Klal Yisrael, I want to give you a present. Why do you have to tell them? This is a present that will find out about it. And with the Gemara, Matin Schar Le'avid L'Gluyei, the tremendous amount of schar of reward that we get for keeping Shabbos, that we will know about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell Klal Yisrael that for Shemira Shabbos, you receive a tremendous amount of schar. Omar, before we learned that Mikan Omar Shem Gamliel, that a nice saint passed the tinnik, if he gives some bread to a kid, Tzarech L'Dil Yimu, you have to tell his mother about it. My Avodle, what do you do? Like you don't see his mother, is Shayef Le Mishcha, shmir some oil on the kid, or else Mol Le Kuchla, put some paint on the kid's face. In other words, when the kid will go home, the mother's going to ask him, who did this to you? How come you have paint? How come you have oil on you? The kid will come to tell the mother what happened, that a man gave me a present. So the Marv of Idna, but nowadays, the Chashim Likshofim, we're afraid you're a kishif, you're a witchcraft, if you do that, if you put some oil or some paint on the kid's face. Therefore, my, what should you do now to let the mother should know you gave the kid a present? If you give the kid some ice cream to eat, shmir the ice cream on his face. So Melu, when he goes home, the mother's going to ask him, why do you got ice cream on your face for? So she'll tell him, Chaim Yankel gave me an ice cream. So Melu, they'll come to like Chaim Yankel. Omer Rav Yechon, Mishum Rav Shimon Yechoy, Kol Mitzvah She'nosan Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. All the mitzvahs that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael, Nosan Lehem B'Fahesia. Hashem gave it for Hestia, everybody knew about it. Even the Goyim knew about it also. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first took the Torah and went to all the Umos Ha'olam. Everybody knew about the mitzvahs. Chutz Mishabbos. Excluding mitzvah Shabbos, shenosam lehem betzina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave privately only to Klal Yisrael. Shenema the Pasuk says, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Oy si li'elam. gives a special sign of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, that's all. It was given Betzina to Klai Yisrael and not to the rest of the world. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, Lo Liyan Shinochrim Olo, Goyim should not get Oynah, should not get punishment for not doing the mitzvahs. So Rashi learns that V'yanan Ashkon, that Shechozah Kodesh Baruch Hu Yonchin Al Torah, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give the Goyim an Oynah for not keeping the Torah. So the Mashar is, but we know Shabbos is something that a Goy is not allowed to keep. A Goy Sheshavas on Shabbos is Chayiv Mitzah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. A Goy is not allowed to rest on Shabbos. So what do you mean they'll get an Oynish for not keeping Shabbos? So Mashar says for this Gufa, if a Goy rests on Shabbos, he gets an Oynish. Because Halacha of Shabbos is, the Goy is not allowed to rest on Shabbos. If a Goy wants to keep Shabbos, it's Chayiv Mitzah. So the Gemara is asking now, if a Goy that wants to rest, why did he get Mitzah? He doesn't know about Shabbos. It was a zach only given to Klal Yisrael. Goyim should not get an einish for Shabbos. So Gemara answers, Shabbos oidiyu oidinu. The etzah mitzvah Shabbos to keep Shabbos, that he knew, that everybody knew about it. Even the Goyim know about Shabbos, and therefore the Goyim know they are not allowed to keep Shabbos. Of a matin tzchor lo yadinu. How much reward you get for Shabbos, that he didn't tell everybody, that he only told Klal Yisrael. The boy is saying another teretz says Martin Schorav Nami Odinu. No, Hakadosh Baruch Hu even told everybody, even the goyim, about how much reward you will get for keeping Shabbos. That was before when he went around to give them the Torah, but they did not accept it. So now the Torah was only given to Klai Yisrael, only Klai Yisrael has the mitzvah Shabbos, not the goyim. So everybody knew about the tremendous reward for keeping Shabbos, but Neshama Yisera Lo Odinu. But that on Shabbos we have a special Neshama Yisera, an extra Neshama we get on Shabbos. That he didn't tell the goyim, that only Klai Yisrael knows about. The Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Neshama Yisayra Nesna Kodesh Baruch Hu Biyadim Erev Shabbos. Hashem gives us a special Neshama on Erev Shabbos. Ulo Maisoi Shabbos Noitle Noisoi Himenu. And right after Shabbos, Hashem takes it away. Shenema Shabbos Vayinofash. Kivin Sheshabbos, right after Shabbos, is Vay of the Nofash. Oyvei, the Neshama went away. So in the Santa Rashi, Rashi says, what's called the Neshama Yisayra? Rashi says, Neshama Yisayra. Reich of Levi, you have a wide heart. Lemnucha to rest. Or the Simchan to be happy. V'lias pasuach l'rvocha, you'll have a wide open stomach. V'yoycha v'yishta, you'll be able to eat a lot and drink a lot on Shabbos. V'yenavsha kotzlov, you won't be disgusted. As there in the middle of the week, you start pressing up three portions of cholin, it doesn't go in. Your stomach can't take in the middle of the week then. But on Shabbos Kodesh, you have a big Nisham Yisera, you have a big stomach, so you can take five portions of cholin and go in, you have a lot of portions to eat. Because there is some other word, that's the Nisham Yisera. We always know Nisham Yisera means the Dover Shabbat Kedusha. You have Moshech as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And here Rashi and Miri also says like that. That Nisham Yisera is, you'll be able to have a bigger stomach, you'll be able to eat more, and more stuff goes in. But the Yisrael is, the Yisrael is Shabbos like this. The Yisrael is Shabbos is the Makor HaKedusha. Shabbos is Kodesh, is the Pshat is that it teaches us, even the Gashmias that we do is also Kedusha. In other words, Shabbos has so much Kedusha to it that even the food that we eat on Shabbos is supposed to be L'Kavod Shabbos. Shabbos L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. In other words, even the Achila that we do on Shabbos also has Kedusha to it. It's also eating for the purpose of being Oineg and doing mitzvahs and being happy on Shabbos. So therefore, the Neshama Yisera lets us even do the Chol, the Gashmis on Shabbos, also which is Mekadesh the Gashmis. In other words, not just time to have a bigger teach five portions of Cholim. That, no. But what you're eating on Shabbos should have Kedusha and some eating itself. And therefore, it's a different type of eating on Shabbos. And for this talk, you have to have a wider heart, a bigger Neshama Yisera. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Oysa Adem Tashum Erev Yomtev. The mitzvah of Erev Tashilin is that Erev Yomtev is Thursday and Friday, so Wednesday, Erev Yomtev, put aside a special tavshul, a special food, that with this you'll be able to cook weiter on Friday for Shabbos. Om Rabbi, lo shonim al tavshul, you have to leave over a food. The tavshul means something that you cooked. Avo pas loy, but leave over bread. Bread can't be good in Erev Tashilin. Maishina pas loy, what's wrong with bread? Elaim, if you want to tell me, midi dimalefta binan, you have to have something that you usually eat with bread. But it's not the bread itself, it has to be like meat or fish. Rashi the Malefes, Lifton Bina the Mucha Milsa Shos L'Shabbos. There has to be something Nick you're doing L'Kavod Shabbos. Bread you have on Friday also. So it has to be like fish or meat. Fred Opas Loy Milton Malafto, and bread is not something you eat with other bread. You don't use it like to make the bread taste better. So Rashi says, Hilkach Le Mucha Milsa Shrebecho Yom Yesh Lechem. Every day you eat bread. So to have more bread today is not Nick you're doing L'Kavod Shabbos. Fred Gemara, that's the reason why you can't use bread. You have to use like a fish or an egg. Cereal, Cereal is also made from wheat. It's like wheat and wheat. It's also not something that you eat to make the bread taste good. The Yomer Rav Zera said, Hani Bavloi, people living in Bavel, tipshoi. They're like tipshin fools. The Achlin Hamab and Hamab. They eat bread with bread. If you want to be a smart guy, eat bread and shmir something good on the bread, but not bread with bread. Because they used to eat cereal with bread. It's Ainuach. Cereal is wheat and bread is wheat. That's nothing. So you see, wheat or cereal is not something that's malafis, makes the bread taste good. Sakam, you could use daisa for Erev Tashilin. The Yomer Rav Nechuni Batzchayim, Mishmer Dabayim, Arvim Badaisa. You could use daisa cereal for Erev Tashilin. So, Bezoi, what's wrong with pas? You see, you don't need something to malafton, something that makes the bread taste good. Elamidid loeshchiach binim. The smart, you have to have something that you usually don't have. Now, it's bread that you have every day of the week. So by making extra bread on Wednesday, it's not Nikki doing anything special to cover Shabbos. Mashenka, to make a special food or any type of a food that's not so shchiach as bread, that you could do for an Erev Tashilin. Therefore, daif is also good. Right, opa shchiach. Mashenka, bread, yeah, very often, that's not Nikki's being done the same Erev Tashilin. The daif is shchiach. Mashenka, daif, that's not shchiach, therefore daif, the cereal, is good. Ika the army, something like this. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Loi shonu el tafshul. It's only learned that a tafshul, like the tafshul means either meat or fish or eggs. Avo pasloi, but bread is no good for an Erev Tashilin. My time, what's wrong with bread? Eloi, madimidid lashricha bin, if you need something that you don't, usually you don't have. Bread, you have opashrichim, bread you have every single day. So it's not nickel, we don't see believing over the pas. You want to make anything special, cover Shabbos. For hadaita lashricha, cereal is also not shchiach. The Yomer Rav Nechumya Baschaya Mishmeda Baya Ein Marvin Badaisa. You're not allowed to use cereal, wheat cereal, for Erev Tashilin. You don't have it so often, wheat cereal. So you see, it's not a word, something that you don't have so often. Even something that's not so often is also it's also. So what's the insight? What's good and what's not good? El Midi de Malefes Binin. You have to have something that you eat with the bread. It has to be like a fish or an egg that you eat with bread. Upas Le Malafta. Bread doesn't make other bread taste good. And cereal also doesn't make bread taste good. So you have to have something that's eaten with the bread. The Yom Reb Zera, Hani Bavloi, people living in Bavel, Tipshoi, ya fools. The Yachlan Hama Ben Hama. They eat bread with cereal, it's the same thing. You don't eat bread and bread. If you want to be smart, eat bread with something else that makes it taste good. Tony Rabbi Chia, Adoshim, if you have these lentils, Shebeshuli Kadera, after you cooked up your cholent, you have the bottom lentils, the bottom cholent that's left in the pot. On the bottom of the pot. Is Soymech Olam Mishum Eruv Tashilin. You're allowed to be Soymech on that. The bottom of the pot is also good for Eruv Tashilin. As Chiddush is, I would think maybe something you're going to throw out. It's not something Choshev. Maybe you can't leave it over on Wednesday, L'Shem Mitzvah Eruv Tashilin. Kamashmalon, yes. V'ani Minu Diyisbe Kazayas. Providing there's a Kazayas left over in the bottom of the pot, the Kazayas left over you could use an Eruv Tashilin. Om Rav Yitzchak bread Rav Yehuda. Sham nunish shagab yasakin. If you have fat, you cut a lot of meat, and you have a lot of fat left over on the knife, is garoy, scrape off all this fat, and you could use this fat on Wednesday, leave over this fat, l'shem mitzvahs Erev Tashilin. V'hani mili, when it is said, yisbu kezayis. You had a lot of fatty meat there, so you had a big kezayis, a kezayis worth of fat left over. So that it's also chiddush. Even though fat must stand by itself, you don't eat. But since it's edible with other things, it's called food, you can leave it over for an Erev Tashilin. Om Rav Asi Amarav, Dogim Kitanim Meluchim. If you have small, salty fish, you should know, Ein Ben Mishum Beshulin Ochim. There's no issue if Goyim come to cook it up. Because small, salty fish, you could eat raw. You don't have to cook it up. It could be eaten raw. And the klal is anything that you could eat raw, there's no issue if Bishalakim. Rashi, Ein Ben Mishum Beshulin Ochim. The Rabbi said, you're not allowed to eat food that Goyim cook, because we don't want you to intermarry with them. Something that's eaten raw, like Gozru al-Bishulim. Even if the Goyim cook it up, it's mutter, because since it could be eaten raw. The Chivon Nechel Kamoi Shuchai, ain't Bishul, the Loyahani Midi. Then we don't say the cooking helps so much, because you could have eaten it raw. You don't have so much enjoyment from the guy, you won't come to intermarriage with them. So the chiddush here is salted, small, salty fish also. You could eat raw. So therefore, even if a guy cooks it up for you, it's mutter to eat. And Amar Rav Yosef, v'yimtzolem nochri, if a guy roasted this fish, samech alei mishum Erev Tashilin. You're allowed to use it for an Erev Tashilin. In other words, the Rasha d'ashar b'achilu, that's the same chiddush. Since you're allowed to eat it, there's no wisdom, bishalakam on it, you're allowed to use it for an Erev Tashilin. V'yavdinu nochri, kisa d'harsno. Let's say the guy took this fish and he puts flour on top of it to make like a pancake out of it, then osur, then it's osur to use for an Erev Tashilin. And it's osur to eat also. But the Marv Shita, of course it's osur. About it, he puts flour there now, so Kum Tzai says, the guy cooks the flour here. So since he cooks something and flour, he can't eat raw, so there's an instant bishalakim on it. The Rashi, the kemach einecha kumayshuchai, you can't eat raw flour. The figure yes, from mishlum mishlu nochim. And Mestam, this doesn't come under the category of pas, it's not called bread. By pas sakim, there's a special heter of pas sakim. Alechim yichyodim. But here it's not pas, it's just you have the flour in this fish, the fish cake here. So since there's flour there in the fish cake, and the flour you can't eat raw, so now that the guy cooked up this fish cake with flour, it's also for you to eat it. The marpshit, of course it's also. There's flour now, the guy cooked up flour. Now the time I would have thought, harasun the yikr. The yikr of the fish cake is the fish. And therefore the flour should be